This is what the Greater Tacoma Convention Center will sound like this weekend as some of the best pinball players come to Washington for the 2023 Northwest Pinball and Arcade Show. Over 400 pinball machines and arcade machines will be on full display and playable for the public. From the latest and greatest licensed machines, old wooden machines of the past, to passionate homemade fan creations, the Northwest Pinball and Arcade Show is a dream for any fan of video game history. It takes a lot of work to put on the show, and it's put on entirely by volunteers, like sponsorship and promotions director Dan Halligan.
Me and everyone that participates just does it because they love the hobby and they like putting on this event and they like bringing games to the public to play. We're sharing our hobby with the world this weekend.
Setting up the largest arcade on the West Coast takes days of effort, moving teams, traveling to different regional collectors' homes to bring the games to play.
It's a lot of stuff to manage. There's a lot more than just games there. There's tournaments. There's custom homebrew games. We have speakers to line up and fly in. It's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun.
Since moving to Seattle, I've learned how important pinball is to the region and the influence this area has had on the game and on the pinball industry as a whole. I asked Halligan for a PNW pinball lesson.
Pinball has been popular here for quite some time. Shorty's downtown was one of the first barcades in the United States. It's been here for about 26 years. I think they had their 25th anniversary last year. And in the last maybe 15 years, kind of corresponding with our show going on, the pinball scene has really exploded with tournaments becoming a really big thing and bar leagues. So a lot of local bars and arcades try to have enough pinball machines to have their own tournament team and to host tournaments. And that's exploded around the Northwest, especially in Portland and Seattle.
I was born after the big boom of the arcade, but I've always loved arcades. The sights, the sounds, the art on the cabinet, and people like Halligan tell me nostalgia has helped keep the scene alive.
I used to go to arcades in the 80s as a kid, and the first time I went to someone's house and saw that they had some arcade games and a pinball machine in their house, I was amazed. I remember sitting outside the arcade when I was a kid, you know, sipping my big gulp with my friends going, I'd love to own one of these games sometime. And then I realized as an adult I could. And that's when I started collecting. And then for me, it just blossomed into finding a community of collectors, sharing our collective wisdom, helping each other fix games, and then putting on this show. I enjoy the community aspects of it. I enjoy sharing my hobby with the public.
The Northwest Pinball and Arcade Show acts as an interactive museum, giving people the chance to experience not only the games of the past, but the innovation that has helped make video games one of the biggest entertainment markets in the world. Pinball machines have grown from wooden machines with just a couple of flippers and bumpers to multi-tiered metal machines of beautiful mayhem. I asked Halligan just how much pinball has changed.
Fundamentally, they're very similar. I mean, they have the same basics of flippers, pop bumpers, drop targets, the same silver ball banging around. But now they're multi-level. They're run by full computers. They have color screens. They have animations and video modes. They have real sound designers that spend a lot of time putting together a big sound package for the modern game that integrates like a band's music. So there's a lot of more modern licensing that's involved with doing a band or a movie one. And there's certainly a lot more software development than there would have been in the past, as well as sound development and trying to come up with new innovative things for a similar format.
Included in this weekend's events is showing off a couple of new machines, including one with a theme about a local band that I know a certain Seattle's Morning News host is excited about.
There's the new Foo Fighters pinball machine. I think we're going to have five of them there. So it's our local band got big, and the pinball machine is great. I just played it the other night for the first time.
The arcade has always been about having fun and creating memories. That theme continues at the Northwest Pinball and Arcade Show, something that Halligan cherishes every show.
I love the look at the show when a dad walks in with his kids and has just this big grin on his face, and he's pointing to these different games and yelling to his kid, "I used to play this. I was the king of Defender 20 years ago at the arcade." And seeing the delight on his face as he shows his kids these games, and his kids get to play them and they have fun. I love that. That makes it all worth it for me right there.
If you want to set a new high score on your favorite pinball machine, the 2023 Northwest Pinball and Arcade Show is this weekend at the Greater Tacoma Convention Center. Tickets are still available at nwpinballshow.com. Paul Holden, Cairo News Radio.